Hi, my name is Ben Alsop and I'm the curator of the Money Gallery.
This gallery uses the British Museum's collections to not simply tell an economic history, but a global history with money at its heart. I think this gallery is so fascinating because everyone has a concept of money. So before you even walk into the gallery, you at least know what money means to you, and so you can have a pretty good idea what it meant to someone 100 years ago, or 2,000 years ago, or even 4,000 years ago. The gallery is organised chronologically, so if you enter from the cafe, you will begin in the ancient world. If you enter from Gallery 69, Greek and Roman life, you'll begin with the contemporary world. Each case covers a different aspect of money, from its origins to its use as a tool of communication, to its role in devotion, technological innovation and popular culture. In each display case, you will see a pink panel. Now, these are gateway objects. If you don't have time to look at every single object and read every single label, or just walk around the gallery looking at the pink panels, this will give you a great sense of what the gallery as a whole is trying to achieve and the narrative that flows throughout it. One side of the gallery deals with money and how it's been used by central authorities, for instance, governments, kings, queens, or central banks. And on the other side, it's actually how money is used in daily life. And there is an interesting conflict there, because whilst central authorities want a populace to use money in a certain way, that's not necessarily the most appropriate way for a society to use money. It can be used to not only communicate the official line, the official image, the official words, but it can also be a subversive thing. It can be changed, it can be moulded to a particular purpose. The cases down the middle of the gallery investigate how money is made by hand and machine, how it's been looked after and stored, counterfeiting in ancient and modern contexts, and how money can be counted and recorded. We've learned so much about different societies because of the money they've left behind, and often the coinage, particularly in archaeological context, is one of the best ways to understand a society. If you look at, for instance, Hellenistic India, some of the only evidence we have about this civilization as it moves eastwards following Alexander the Great is because of the coinage they leave behind. It gives you a window not only into the great and the good of a society, but also everyday people and everyday lives. So the history of money is fascinating, but just as fascinating is also the present and future. What will be the new technological innovations of our time? How will money change and how will it affect society? Now, I don't know, sitting here now, what the next big monetary innovation will be. We try and keep as up-to-date as possible. We try and represent the contemporary world as well as possible because money is such a fast-moving, changeable world. Hopefully you will see in the gallery that we touch upon some of the most pressing issues that may be affecting you as you walk around the gallery today. That's the central aim of the gallery, is that it is a past, present and future of money.